GOM. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, what are we going to talk about today, Jake? This is crazy business. Rand Paul said some cool things today. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go check me out, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Now, I can just hear someone out there saying, now, do you really expect me to track with you, Bradley? Do you expect me to calculate everything you just said? Yes, I do.
Osmosis.
You guys are smart.
That's right. Inundating and osmosis.
I mean, you're listening to the Sons of Liberty, and by the way, the phone lines are accessible, so you can share with everybody as to how smart you are. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I'm just going to play something really quick for you, Jake. This is Rand Paul.
Ooh.
Okay. For or against, whatever the case is, what he said was right. Okay.
We like right.
Yeah, that's all I care about is the righteousness that men speak, okay, when it comes out of their heart.
Amen.
Check this out. Go for it, Kerry.
Frankly, I'm offended by the tone and tenor of this hearing. I'm offended by a $4 trillion government bullying, berating, and badgering one of America's greatest success stories. You know,
speaking of
tell
Apple
me one
computers.
Of these politicians up here who doesn't minimize their taxes. Tell me a chief financial officer that you would hire if he didn't try to minimize your taxes legally. Tell me what Apple's done that is illegal. I'm offended by a government that uses the IRS to bully tea parties, but I'm also offended by a government that convenes a hearing to bully one of America's greatest success stories.
Well, now, I hope everybody heard that, because we've been telling you that for years, friends.
I'm with that.
This is totalitarianism. Bullying. Who's doing the bullying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about that. The IRS is being used to bully anybody that doesn't agree with this administration. Yeah. The homosexuals call it hate when you refer to the laws of our republic.
Yeah. Calling you a bully.
Oh, I mean, my goodness, folks. Are the lights going on here? I certainly hope
so. Are they possibly calling others what they are guilty themselves of?
That's what we've been trying to explain to the people since day one. If it's, you know, as it says in the Word, if, you know, they put light for darkness, darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, good for evil, and evil for good. Of course, that's exactly what they're doing. But let me remind you what my father said. Woe unto you, to those that do it. Now, isn't it also interesting? We've also pointed this out, that Apple is also very liberal. And communists, let's call it for what it is, okay? I'm not saying they're breaking the laws of our republic, but they are also responsible for putting the man in office that is actually bullying them to no end right now.
Oh, they were a contributor?
Oh, yeah. Haven't we talked about this before? Haven't we talked about you can't work for someone that you know you're lying for because at length they'll get you too?
Yeah.
Of course. And then the guy up the ladder that thinks he's above the law, too, he's a demigod, you know?
Yeah, him and his buddies.
Yep, he's under the same law that God has given all of us, friends, because in the spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known.
You know, all this religious stuff is starting to convict
It's starting
people.
To make sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
making me feel bad about doing wrong.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a conversation I had recently with somebody. You submit to God, and then all of a sudden political people start to kind of Oh, it's getting a little hot in here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that Bible stuff, you need to just keep that. Why? Because it condemns your behavior.
Of course.
And it always comes to pass.
Sure.
And that's the one thing tyrants are terrified of.
Yes.
Is there's a higher law above them.
And that higher law told us disobedience to tyrants is obedience to him. Now you're starting to understand this, friends. Two plus two equals...
four.
Thank you. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, you brought the IRS. I'm going to go there again. The IRS isn't... listen, this is the... what do you call it? The brazenness? I was going to say audacity.
Brazen.
But I think that's a poor word. The IRS isn't saying if it will comply with today's deadline to give Congress all communications with the White House about targeting conservatives. Is this a joke? You get busted, and then you say, I'm not busted. And then you get busted again, and you say, I'm not busted. And then you get busted again, and you say, well, it's irrelevant if I am busted because you can't do anything anyway.
Say that again. Because say it right to him, Jake.
It's irrelevant
right to
if
our
I
friends
get busted
listening to us. Yes.
Because you can't do anything anyway.
That's like working at a restaurant. My employee's not doing the job.
Yep.
I tell him, I own the restaurant.
Yes.
He works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, you're fired. He says, no, I'm not fired,
fire
and there's
me.
Nothing that you can do
yeah, you
to
me.
By the way, the state is in process of trying to protect that as well from employers.
Oh, sure.
Tell you yeah. who you can hire, who you can fire, and the such. Friends, this is out of hand. This is illegal. Let's call it for what it is. Let's say it all in unison, friend, in concert.
This is illegal.
Criminal. I like criminal. Hey, I'll have a little criminal with my coffee, please.
It takes the sting out of it. It is criminal.
It does.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes, it
is criminal.
Does. But it's funny until it hits home. And friends, I just got to tell you, read Isaiah 42, because you are being burned, and it is affecting you regardless if you see it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, there was a, and I can't remember the analogy, and I may butcher it a little bit, but I think it's an important point. The story of when Humpty Dumpty, and I think it was Alice in Wonderland or something, we go over it in our Constitution class, and Michael Peruca uses it. Humpty Dumpty's up there talking, and he's talking to Alice or whoever it is, the girl talking to him, and says basically, you know, it's not about the rules themselves. It's about who makes the rules, isn't it? And then Humpty Dumpty says, it's entirely irrelevant what the rules are. What matters is who's in charge. In other words, the rules just change as the person in charge wants them to change. That is not America. We have a constitution, a very fixed standard that cannot move, no matter who says it. If you've got a gun, it doesn't mean what you're saying is law. If you have a legislator's pen, it does not mean what you're saying is law. If you are the president of the United States, you work for the DOJ, you are not above the law, period.
Yeah.
Now you see with
Fast and
Furious.
A cop is not above the law.
Exactly.
The president is not above the law.
That's right.
Yes.
They have even more of a responsibility to enforce that law. Why? To protect you, the American people. So when your liberties are being taken from you, that is not a necessary evil. Oh, well, you know, the government's going to do some good things and some bad things. No, it's not. That wasn't how it was designed. That's not how it's to work. It's to protect your liberties, period. If your liberties aren't being protected, the government's not doing its job. Therefore, it's not worthy of being the government. Therefore, you need to replace them in government. We have a great system. Fast and Furious, the DOJ just leaked documents to, guess what? To smear whistleblowers. This is going on all around the boards. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and check these columns out, folks. It gets even worse. The mask is fully taken off. If you're not fully convinced at this point, go get convinced and then take some action.
Well, sooner or later, it's going to convince you
by
their actions, because socialism turns into totalitarianism.
That's right.
President Theodore Roosevelt said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com or Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. I'm going to pass it over to the other guy really quick. Go for it, Jake.
You know, on Freedom Outpost, our friends over there, Mr. Tim Brown, he's the editor. He just posted a story this morning, and I want to bring you to it. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can find that link. And it says this, Common Ground. We're just speaking of the IRS. IRS and liberal media have the same targets. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, same with the DHS, yeah. The Attorney General's office, this administration, and all those little minions.
That's right.
Yeah.
They all seem to attack the same...
But they cry victim.
Wow.
You know, or you're a racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I'm not a racist. I'm telling you, I'm not a racist. Don't you believe me? Common Ground, IRS, and liberal media have the same targets. Tim goes on to write this story about a situation that's very near and dear to us. Has to do with a situation where MSNBC and Rachel Maddow determined that they didn't like evangelical Christians who have a biblical stance on marriage.
Especially during high school assemblies when they're trying to promulgate the message of homosexuality as they're targeting your children.
Because we're telling the real story about things like the gay agenda.
You know,
and
can I just share a story that we had last week? So we put out an ad last week, and it was a letter of indictment towards the state of Minnesota for what they're advocating.
Sons of Liberty Radio.
And interestingly enough, the governor just, he was actually sat down several times on the issue of unionizing daycare centers friends. Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting that right after homosexual marriage is signed into unlaw, pretended legislation,
That's great.
The following week, friends, they wanted to unionize daycare centers.
Yeah, little child care providers.
Why would he be zeroing in on the children so hard like that, Jake? Because it's all one curriculum?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Just like in Canada.
We know it is.
Right. So anyways, we put that out there, one of our 37 columns, and I get an email yesterday. Hey, Bradley, look it. Been going back and forth. So I've been sharing with the American people, because the homosexuals want you to believe that there's a lot more of them that God needs to deal with than really is there.
Yeah.
And so he just got in an argument with one of our columnists, and or actually one of those that carry our column. And he said there's 25 million homosexuals in America, which he probably derived that from a Kinsey Institute.
Yeah, you know, one that of those polls.
Yeah, that criminal.
Yes.
Some of the things that individual did, a zoologist out of Indianapolis. Yeah. Incredible crimes, folks, committed against the kids. But the homosexuals look to Kinney infants. In the Kinsey Institute as a one of their icons until you find out who Kinsey was.
Yep.
And so he kept going back and forth, straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel. Well, there's 25 million of us. No, there's 1.7% if you want the facts, bro. I said bro.
That's right.
Okay.
Did he know he was a bro?
He didn't want to come to terms with the fact that there's only less than 1.7% of the population. I suppose those that sit in their apathy don't want to know that neither. But just think about that. Less than 1.7%. Fact, my friends. Of the population is what is destroying your country today. Just think about that. He got so mad at her. So yesterday I get an email, and they basically attacked one of those that carry our column as a hater for showing stats on the crimes of the homosexuals.
Yeah.
Listen carefully.
You gotta say that again.
Yes. They are calling people haters that are pulling them out for the crimes against children. You're a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to see how this works, friends? If you can get this and understand how totalitarianism works, you're going to win the day because you're going to take their sword out of their hand and say, you call me whatever you want to call me, when in fact I see that you're the one perpetuating the crimes.
That's right.
So he called her a hater. So I emailed her back and I said, listen, I said, just imagine this, my friend. All 10 people will read his blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. All 10 of them.
Popular bloggers.
But shame upon them that sit back and allow this.
You know what? That's
embarrassing. You shame.
Shame upon you.
Yes.
That brings me those 10 people that read the blog.
10.
One of those 10
I'm sorry. That's giving them a little latitude, isn't it?
Well, let's say it's 8. One of those 8 is probably Rachel Maddow because she took a blog that was read by about 8 people.
That's true.
And tried to attack Bradley Dean, along with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann,
right,
and say that evangelical Christians aren't doing their job of killing the gays. That's why the Muslims have to come in and do it.
See now how they divert their guilt, my friends, and they point the finger back at you. If you want biblical vernacular, this is the accuser of the brethren.
That's right.
This is how Satan operates. He accuses you of the very crimes that he perpetuates.
That's exactly right. Yep. What he's doing. So rather than give the facts that it's the Muslims, and that's what, Bradley, you were saying in the radio program. Yeah. And this is all to the article on Freedom Outpost.
By the way, Rachel Maddow said, radio. Rising up. She goes on and she says, foreign nations rising up because Christians aren't doing enough. Well, case in point, that had nothing to do with what I was saying. But, again, case in point, you stepped in it, lady, because that's lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because, case in point, that is a fact. Foreign nations are rising up against the homosexual communities, Rachel. You might want to tell your friends that if you love them enough, but we understand your version of love is lust and lasciviousness.
Yeah, you'd rather protect them from people that actually do.
Come on,
love,
we know you're
like
listening,
preachers,
right? Yeah.
That are telling you the consequence of your sin, and you'd rather embrace and buddy up with, you know, the good Muslims of the world like Keith Ellison. Because, you know, the Muslims are looking out for you.
Totally. And
Minnesota. And not the Christians.
And for those that didn't know, in the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the Muslim, is the head of the organization of the LGBT here in Minnesota. They have as their head the one that seeks to actually execute him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it. The Muslims said it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's just crazy, Bradley. You know, that's just way out there. We just can't believe that. I know. We could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't believe it.
The fact is
fact of the matter is you're going to be transported and your eyes are going to be open regardless if you like it or not when your knees bend and you bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell me I didn't love you enough to tell you the truth because I did.
If it's so outrageous, then why do the Maddows of the world and the MSNBCs of the world and the IRSs of the world, why do they keep targeting those that preach the gospel?
Well, what's the difference between Cain and Abel? I'm not stealing.
Mm-mm.
I'm not killing.
Nope.
I'm not destroying.
Nope.
I'm magnifying law for the preservation of law.
That's right.
Yeah.
For everybody's peace.
Preservation of life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, preservation of life and law, too. That's what will preserve it.
Law condemns your crime if you commit the crime. That's your choice, not mine.
That's right. And so what does a criminal want to do? He wants to flip it on the person who's innocent and say he's the one committing the crime.
Yep.
How dare you?
Just pay attention to your schools, friends. Mm-hmm. Just pay attention to the schools, and we'll see who's doing the hating.
Pay attention to your kids.
And the fact of the matter is, no matter how many times they call me names, mm-hmm. I ain't moving.
That's right. And who do they always want to accuse? They want to accuse those that will protect the kids. Like Rachel Maddow. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Read this one. The headline is Common Ground. Get out of here.
Great piece.
IRS and liberal media have the same targets. And
how old is the report, Jake? Just hours, I'm sure.
4 hours ago, it says. 4 hours ago by Tim Brown.
Okay. He's got quite a response going on. Yeah.
Very good response. You know why? Because people understand it's been going on for decades. It's been going on for a long time. The tactics were used by the Clinton administration. The tactics have always been used because, like you said, the accuser of the brethren is always trying to accuse.
Yep.
The problem is now you've got so many people consolidated in one position that are using it, and it's being busted, and that's the mercy of God for us.
Do you know
to
that when Nixon was busted for Watergate, which, by the way, friends, was a pedophile sting, for those that didn't know what it was really about? Interestingly enough, when Nixon says, "No, your president's not a crook," did you know that he told his defense team to basically accuse and demonize and vilify prosecution?
Sure.
Because he knew prosecution was right. That's exactly right.
Came on the defense. And notice this, too, about Nixon. Nixon never broke into Watergate.
No.
But he did know about it.
Yeah, he had his little minions do it for him, didn't they?
And he was then impeached because of what he knew about. Not what he did. And nobody died.
Yeah.
Now you have an administration that knows about all these scandals. As a matter of fact, the guy who pushes the button for a lot of these scandals directly.
Some good guys came out of there, too, by the way. Chuck Olson.
The guys that came out of the
Chuck Olson.
Yeah.
He just passed away. Watergate. His ministry came out of Watergate. Did you realize that?
G. Gordon Liddy. Yep.
See, so we desire that redemption, not the condemnation, but it came out of there.
That's
praise
right.
God.
And look what came. Because justice was executed upon these men.
Yep.
Chuck Colson comes out and he becomes converted.
Yep.
Oh,
well, in the process of going into the penitentiary, penitence, friends, Isaiah 66:2, he comes out a new man in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And look at all the effects that he had. He went right back into those jails and preached the gospel. Now his organizations are all 50 states preaching the gospel.
Great guy.
I like that.
So anyways, your point with Rachel Maddow and Bradley. For those that didn't know, you need to know. After MSNBC came after me in 2010, I kind of chuckled it off. And what we did is we actually called MSNBC and I said, "Hey, listen, we will actually fly into New York right now if you'd like us to.
Jump on the air."
And Rachel can go ahead and confront me live on her radio or her television program, if she liked her cable program. And, of course, we got no response. But a year later, they come back again. They raise the same accusation, pull down the disclaimer, and they heighten the accusation. Folks, that's called defamation. That's called maliciousness. That's called a lawsuit. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com. Friends, check it out online, sonsofliberty.com and or bradleydean.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Sorry about that. Wow.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I'm the editor of NewsWithViews.com, and I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him, and one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people, and we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America. Please visit NewsWithViews.com. And Newsy Views has a lot of patriotic writers, and it would help if the young people come visit Newsy Views, not only read Bradley Dean's column, but also other people's columns to get educated about the founding of our republic.
Mine first.
That's right.
Is that how that works?
Every Wednesday.
All righty then. Well, I would like to get to the end times, another perspective. I will say this. If you'd like to go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, please do so. And or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got Eric in North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. I really like your show. You guys got some insights. My problem is the homophobia thing. And I just wanted to put out to people who believe the Bible believes that homophobia is not right, I would say use the same logic that you have with the lies that the sociopaths and our controllers have been telling us. That's also in there. There's no room for bigotry. I think in general what Jesus was saying is sexual perversion is going to be a big problem with our species. You're here to multiply, but you're also going to have to know the boundaries. So I'm basically saying I think the devil, in a sense, has put the homophobia in there to create division and to...
So, Eric, when you say homophobia, can you define that for me, please?
Well, that homosexuality is wrong.
Okay. Isn't a phobia a fear, though? I thought it was a fear.
Well, yeah, I mean, homophobia is just an extreme case of thinking that homosexuality is inherently wrong or inherently evil.
I thought it meant you're scared of homosexuals, there's a homosexual. Homophobia. Yeah, I've never really understood it.
You've got that, but, I guess the main point is that Jesus would come and say that homosexuality is not wrong. That's misinterpreted from the Bible. People are taking it literally there instead of using the Spirit to interpret what the Bible says. And that's really what it is. The Bible is there for in a spiritual interpretation, and it's all there for us to realize the truth.
Eric, let me ask you something. Okay, so when you're talking about the Spirit, you're talking about the Holy Spirit, right?
That's right, yeah,
okay.
Holy Spirit.
Okay, and then Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died on Calvary for the blank of the world, the sins of the world. It was his blood that was the propitiation of the sins of the world. What is sin, Eric? And by the way, I sense your sincerity, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, sin is basically not following the law of God, the truth of God.
Okay, that's right. So when God said, thou shalt not commit adultery in the Old Testament, several times, by the way, in Exodus chapter 20, it was the seventh commandment. And then in the New Testament, Jesus said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with him or her in your heart. And then he goes on and he says, in grace, Eric, he said, if I offend thee, he said, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it's more profitable that you enter into the kingdom of heaven with one eye than go to hell with both. He's shown us the value of our eyes. Now, Eric, I got a question for you. Would you sell me one of your eyes for $20 million?
No.
Why? No. Okay, why, Eric?
Because I'd be blind.
They're valuable, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, what you're getting confused with is actual literary and the actual interpretation. Jesus was telling us is that sexual perversion in our species will run rampant. And the same thing is predicting the end of times, how sociopathy and pathology would run rampant if you didn't listen to what he was saying.
So what good is society without law then? Because when we look at our Mosaic institution...
I mean, of course there's law, okay. but all he could do was warn us,
yep.
Because he can't come in here all the time and tell us what's right from wrong. We as sovereign conscious beings have to choose what life is. But okay. He came, he gave us his son, he gave us prophets, he gave us his word through the Bible, so it's all in there, to ensure his word.
And what was Jesus' message to everyone that came unto him? What was it? What was the first thing that he said? He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. What does he
Absolutely,
mean by that?
Because we are so far from the truth. We're so far from God's word, and that's partly because of the devil, and that's partly because of our own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was saying. And then what happened was, and it's like everything else, philosophy and laws get perverted by man.
Yep.
Yep, so,
I get you now, Eric. Come on, let's keep going back and forth here. This is good. Let's go to natural law really quick. What do you think of, let's go to our veterans that have fought, bled, and died from, let's go to the Civil War all the way to the present wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, okay? What do you think of the sacrifice of all the men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, made valid through their sacrifice, Eric? What do you think of allowing, let's say, ideology of them to rule in our country that our family members, in many cases across the United States, have actually fought, bled, and died to eradicate? Is it okay for us to just tolerate Sharia law in America? Is it okay for us to just, take on the religion of Dalai Lama and go ahead and implement that into our system of government? Is it okay to take Russian government and Russian forms of government and go ahead and just implement them into our Mosaic institution? Is that okay? Is that good or is that evil?
Well, I mean, here's the problem again. I mean, at one point, this is why the dead are going to rise, because they're going to receive justice when Jesus comes back and comes back in his glory. What happens again? We're just back in the situation where there's so much you can do to control man. You can give him laws, but if people don't caretake it or remember, mm-hmm. They pervert it. And and this is what our society is a testament to.
Okay.
Our society is a testament to losing God's knowledge,
yep.
His spirit, His insight, and we just perverse everything. So I'm in favor. I mean, just for a quick solution within man, we need to bring the military home, start our manufacturing infrastructure, stop import export, close the borders, and do self sufficiency. It's just those simple things, you know. And the Constitution is the greatest living document. It's a tribute to our species that we're, you know, at least we have knowledge and insight to try to implement God's laws the best we can.
Okay. And I can go back to 1962 and what happened in 1962, the Ten Commandments was in 1980 when the Supreme Court said that it was an impermissible objective for our children to actually study or know God's moral law. And that all took place back in 1962 when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy playing the demigod, saying out with that and in with the new humanistic views that we want to implement. Now, that wasn't a good idea at all. But I want to go back to your original comment about homophobia. I want to talk about the issue of homosexuality really quick. Okay, let's go to laws of nature and nature's God. Does every person, let's just go to the United States. I mean, you can go globally if you'd like. But does everybody have a father and a mother, Eric?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and there's no, hands down, that's really easy to answer. Is it natural for a man to be with another man? Is it natural for a woman to be with another woman?
Obviously, it is natural. That's the thing. Man is not like the beasts of the earth.
Unnatural.
You're
telling me it's natural that a woman wants to be with a woman and a man wants to be with a man?
I mean, absolutely, that's true, and there's tons of evidence around that from people who are homosexual. Now, again, it brings back to what I would think Jesus was saying was just sexual perversion. Now, can homosexuality be perverted? Can heterosexuality be perverted? Absolutely.
And I was just going to go there because when a man is married to a woman, it's not natural for him to violate or to be treacherous against his wife by committing adultery with somebody else. And by the way, that's exactly what Jesus exemplified on the cross. He died to cover the sin, and he also established the law through faith against sin. And that's where you're missing it, brother.
Jesus died to show God and the world that a man speaking the truth about God could not survive here.
But when you look in Scripture, But when you look in Scripture, let's go back to Scripture. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. What was the message of John the Baptist? What did Jesus tell his apostles to do when they went? He said, go forth preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did he mean by repent? Why was John the Baptist in the water, Jordan, the river Jordan, and why was he baptizing with water saying, repent for the remission of sins? What was he talking about? Sins before a just and a holy God. Our walk is before God, not before a priest, not before a pastor,
absolutely.
Not before an evangelist.
Everyone's going to be judged. You're going to be judged in front
That's right.
of God.
That's right. So is it love for me to warn you before Judgment Day, or is it love for me to just go ahead and let you destroy yourself?
This is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm trying to tell you guys the truth, that you guys could, what I see, the religious fundamentalists that are...
Hey, listen, without those religious fundamentalists, you wouldn't have a free country right now, friend.
That's for sure.
Hey, Eric, you got about 10 seconds. Fill it with words.
I gave you guys the truth, man. Good luck.
Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate the sincerity. I really do. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, that's what you're up against right there. Not common sense. But let's have some sort of
theological. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, you know what? When I get sincerity, I'll be sincere.
Sure.
If I get disingenuousness and sarcasm, ridicule.
Scoffing.
Scoffing, hate, mocking, whatever the case hate, might be.
Bullying.
You're going to get spanked.
That's right.
Eric was cool. Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That guy got spanked.
Eric was cool. Misguided.
I thought Eric was cool, too.
Unfounded,
mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a fair conversation, and I think it's a great... He had enough common sense, friends, when I said, would you sell me one of your eyes for $20 million? Yeah. Of course, he said no. Yeah. That's exactly what Jesus was showing us, the value of our soul. He said the value of one of your eyes. Listen, it's better for you to pluck it out than for you to go to heaven with both. I'm sorry, to go to heaven with one than go to hell with both.
Yeah.
And friends, we're not to fear hell, we're to fear God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a minute. But just for clarity, the laws of our republic have been against homosexuality since our foundations. Severe punishment from our forefathers. Against the law all the way up until 1961. 21 years in prison if you're caught in the act in Rhode Island. And or it was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973. You know why they pulled that diagnosis down, friends? Because of militant, radical, homosexual protests.
Yep.
And by the way, in 1961, there used to be films in public schools in your health classes telling young men to turn in homosexuals if they were made or advances were made towards them. There's nothing natural about it at all in any sense of the word. But Eric was cool.
Yeah.
Brother, you're just misguided. That's all. By the way, the name of that film that was played in schools during health class up until 1961, it was called Boys Beware.
Yeah.
Now what are they teaching you? Just the exact opposite. And when you begin to look at the fruit of the homosexual communities, friends, that's what I have a problem with. It's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting them that are under attack, namely our students in public schools.
Yep.
And that's where you talk about bigotry, hatred, whatever you want to do. Really what you're saying, friend, is you're making reference to the law that you don't agree with. It's not hate. It's called the law. Regardless if you like it or not, that's actually aimed at anybody that commits adultery, fornication, 1 Corinthians 6:9, when you get some time, friends. And by the way, to make solid reference, facts are stubborn things. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. Folks, the writing's on the wall. Mm-hmm. Just think if everybody was homosexual, we wouldn't. There'd be no replenishing. There'd be no fruit. Because it brings forth death. That's it. Yeah, the end of sin is death.
Sin, exactly. Yes. Just think if everybody sinned and continued to sin, you'd have chaos. That's why laws are there. He made a point about law. We can try to regulate everybody's behavior. It's not the purpose of law. The purpose of law is to protect. And what the law does is, yes, it does restrain sin. That is its purpose. But why? To protect. The byproduct of this is always protection. Some people try to say, well, you're trying to control what I do in my bedroom. No, we're controlling society from sin. Why?
Let me ask you a question.
It destroys the peace of society.
If I seen a little boy go over to a fire and he tries to put his hand in it, and I say to him, don't put your hand in that fire.
Yep.
He's got a knowledge of the fire, because what I do is I convey information to him that fire is hot if he touches it.
Yep.
That's knowledge. After he disobeys that knowledge and puts his hand into the fire and he burns his hand, he just went from having a knowledge to wisdom.
Quick.
Now, hang on a second. The next thing that man's going to do, if he's got to care for other people, now that he's got a testimony, he's going to put up a little sign saying, don't touch the fire, it's hot.
That's right.
He established a law through the testimony. You see how that works? Once we repent before a just and a holy law, his moral law, right? Mm-hmm. Exodus 20. Yeah. It drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Once I truly have a renewed heart by the Holy Ghost, guess what I do? I establish the law that Christ died magnifying.
That's right.
That's what I do.
Yep.
And people don't understand. Out of love. Yep. That's right. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Now, when you talk about government controlling and laws controlling and men trying to control each other, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
That's
you can't
communism.
Have enough laws.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have self-government,
that's
self-restraint.
Right.
Where do we get that? We get that from the Bible. And who teaches the Bible? The church is supposed to teach the Bible.
And what did Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, say? Right. You're not going to be ruled by the Word of God. You're going to be ruled by the bayonet. So really what it comes down to, my friend, is love.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you love more? And if I love my country, I'm going to obey the laws because I love my country. And I'm not going to let anybody violate the laws of our country. That's why we have a military. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times people say, I mean, why did Christ die? He died for our sins, to set us free from sin, to control the bondage of sin, so that we would, by love, be compelled to love our neighbor
love.
As ourselves.
Yes.
So, the
homosexual, I mean, can you imagine a God that you better serve me or else? That's not him at all.
That's a tyrant.
That is a tyrant. That is not the God of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave. And the Bible also says that we love him because he first loved us.
Right.
Wait a second. We're offspring of who he is and the love that he has bestowed upon us because he was the one that first loved. And even on the behalf of our sin, he delivers up his own son to reconcile us unto himself.
Mm-hmm. Because we didn't love.
God is adjudicated, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I liked that.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Well, he was.
And even the Bible,
he's exonerated in every given situation.
If you look at the Bible when it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God. Why? Because God is love, the Bible says. So everything that he does is motivated by that law. One of the arguments, and one of the things that he was bringing up, just to clarify this topic, Christ, when he said, you know, Jesus was talking about sexual perversion, yes. Sexual perversion is adultery. It's fornication. It's a variety of other crazy sexual perverted practices,
yes.
Sodomy being one of them. As a matter of fact, probably at the top of the list when it comes to biblical passages, it is an abomination. It is against nature, and it is against God's law. And therefore, we protect our children from that sin in society by saying, no, this is wrong, clearly. Now, Jesus never said that homosexuality was okay. They always say, Jesus never talked about it. He never said it was okay, did he? He never talked about pedophilia either.
No, he didn't.
And he said, I came to fulfill the law. Why talk about it? It's already in the law. Go look at the law and see what it says. I came to fulfill the law. A man should leave his father and his mother, it says, and cleave to his wife, Christ talking about.
By the way, our forefathers, when laying out the laws of each state, not only in the preamble, starting out acknowledging God, but they said crimes not to be named.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Why even name them? Because the kid's like, Mom, what's that?
Yes.
No. And then next step,
it was unthinkable sin is what it was.
Completely.
Yeah.
Not even worth speaking of.
Yep.
The next step here is, okay, so let's just say that we say that it is okay. So what should we teach our children in society? Because now we have a conflict.
Jay, can I add something before you say that?
Yeah.
It's almost sick that people will revert to this. But they'll say, animals do that. And it's interesting because
that's
I'll
great.
Say dogs.
Let's be like animals.
That's what they'll do. They'll equate homosexuality to that.
Yeah.
And I'll say to him, isn't it interesting that you would refer to an animal?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say to him, dogs don't even do that. Oh, no. There's several species.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah.
Now, just think about that. There's several species that commit the act of homosexuality, you say. Mm. Then how did they reproduce?
Yeah, how did they get another one?
Yeah. Boy, that's another stumbling block, isn't it?
Well, they do it to just have fun. That's when you're going outside of the standard of God. What should we teach our children about it? What should we tell them? Because we're going to have a conflict now. If it is okay and the Bible is wrong and Christianity and Christian values are wrong, then what should we be teaching our children?
Everybody's set against the Bible.
Exactly.
Have you ever noticed
that's
that
the
except
enemy.
The real Christians?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the enemy.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, okay, fornication, people say... Yeah.
Sex before marriage.
Yeah. So I had this discussion, the video was posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Well, there's a lot of celibate homosexuals. They've been just waiting for the opportunity to get married so that they weren't fornicating anymore, which is baloney. I mean, talk about grasping. Oh, yeah, they're going to stay until they get it. So
I'm sorry we even have to talk this way.
With,
I really am.
With that, according to whose authority? Whose authority is it? Christ is the one who instituted marriage. God is the one who instituted marriage.
Either he is God or you are God.
That's it.
And
that's
we all
what
know
it comes
you.
Down to.
And we all know you ain't.
Nope. You ain't.
No.
And therefore we supplicate to God. Why? Because our rights will be secured when we believe that they are God-given rights. Not when we believe. When we accept that they are God-given rights. That's where our rights come from. Holy smokes! We got a minute left. Folks, we talked about this earlier. The liberal press is obviously targeting people. The IRS is targeting people. People like us, the Sons of Liberty. People like Bradley when he goes out and speaks. When we go to high schools, when we talk to kids about the plain gospel truths of the Constitution, of the Bible, of our testimonies, of how Christ has changed our lives, and we want the same thing for our children. We want redemption in society. We want to restore our constitutional republic. You can be a part of that. Because I'll tell you what, we don't just go do this and present without the kickback. There is a whole bunch of fighting that goes on just to get the truth to these areas in society. And we need your help to do that.
Yes,
we're a nonprofit. All of your donations are tax deductible. We need your donations even now so we can continue in this mission, folks. Not so that we can alone, you join us with that. Become a partner of ours. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty, or make a donation. You can find it on the website. It's all over. Like the Facebook pages, of course. But, folks, financially, we need your support to do it, and it's tax deductible.
If I didn't know any better, I would say that the Sons of Liberty, I think they rock.
They rock?
Yes. Folks, the pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The realists adjust the sails.
That's a smart thing to do.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.
You just said that.
Bradley Dean on Facebook and or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Love you by what we do. First down 318. See ya.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.